we're talking this morning about the hands-free headsets you see people wear, the wireless ones, and now they're going out in public with them. You know, before, when you're like at the grocery store or something, you see somebody on the cell phone, at least you're aware. And can you ever say, what? To somebody because they're talking on their phone? I have. And I can already envision a scenario where the hands-free headset's going to complicate that because I won't see their elbows jarring up in the air to hold up the phone because the hands-free headset.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like wearing it out at the bar. Like the three guys I saw in Aggieville the other night doing this deal. And the best theory I can come up with is hopefully you're not doing that to look cool, right?
I wouldn't.
Maybe they're doing it in case like they're meeting somebody out, and so they have the headset in because maybe it beeps in their ear when it's ringing or something. That's the best idea I can come up with. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Yes, hello. My name is Adam. I telemarket for a living, so I must be hands-free.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Of course, I mean, telemarketers or people who are on the phone all day are going to have the hands-free headset, but do you wear it out in public?
Yes, sometimes I do, in case I get phone call.
Oh, really?
I must be hands-free, because after talking on hands-free headset, it is best way and highly addictive as opposed to regular talking on phone. And if talking on regular phone with no handset, I develop lumbar problems.
Okay.
So you actually wear it out in public, like if you were to go to a bar?
Yes. When I am out socializing with the ladies, I cannot be bothered by holding telephone.
Okay.
Would you like to hear my Axl Rose impersonation?
What? Hold on, dude. Whoa.
The heck?
I think my ears are bleeding, dude.
Well, would you like to hear my impersonation of lead singer of AC/DC?
No. Not at all.
I'm doing the kicking thing while I'm doing it.
It's pretty much the same thing, wasn't it?
There are subtle differences between impersonations. Would you like to hear my Steven Tyler impersonation?
No, not at all.
That one sounded more like AC/DC.
Horrifying.